British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will temporarily shut down Parliament in mid-October for a month, dramatically cutting down the time opponents have to make their case against a no-deal British departure from the European Union. We get more from Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will limit Parliament's time to derail his Brexit plans, in a move that's triggered outrage across the political spectrum. Johnson said on Wednesday that he would schedule October the 14th for a Queen's speech, effectively shutting Parliament for a month from mid-September. That means lawmakers will have less time to scupper Johnson's plans to leave the European Union on October the 31st, without a divorce deal if necessary. On Wednesday, Johnson said his decision was not about Brexit, but bringing forward a new legislative programme.
We're doing exactly what I said on the steps of Downing Street, which is that we must get on now with our legislative domestic agenda.
However, many lawmakers have expressed their anger, calling Johnson's move a scandalous affront to democracy and a constitutional outrage.
That was David Doyle of Reuters. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his country is not seeking heightened tensions. Speaking today during a visit to Japan for talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Zarif said Iran believes every nation should be allowed to exercise its own rights under international law. Abe visited Tehran earlier this year in an attempt to serve as a mediator between Iran and the United States. Meanwhile, the possibility of an Iran-U.S. meeting of presidents, a subject of on-again, off-again speculation, appears now at least to be off-again, with Iran's leader Hassan Rouhani insisting there must first be an end to U.S. sanctions, and that does not seem very likely in the near future. Puerto Rico, still struggling to recover from a deadly hurricane 2 years ago, is under a hurricane watch as Tropical Storm Dorian plows its way toward the U.S. territory. From Washington, this is VOA News. On the heels of a successful suit against drug maker Johnson & Johnson in the U.S. state of Oklahoma, it seems another major pharma manufacturer is getting set to settle claims it faces on similar charges that it has helped create the country's opioid crisis. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has our report.
Purdue Pharma, blamed by some as the main culprit for the opioid crisis in this country, says in a statement it's prepared to defend itself, but also sees little good in years of wasteful litigation and appeals. Purdue and other drug companies have been named in more than 2,000 suits filed by states, counties, and cities across the country. NBC reports that the privately held company has offered to settle for $10 billion to $12 billion. An attorney representing local governments says there is a gag order, but he does confirm that there are active settlement discussions underway. Word of the talks comes a couple months before the start of the first federal trial in Cleveland. I'm Tim McGuire.
Syrian Kurdish fighters say they've begun withdrawing from areas along the Syria-Turkey border as part of an agreement between the U.S. and Ankara. The People's Protection Units, the main force within the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, claims its pullout is the first step toward implementing its part of a deal to establish a safe zone in northeast Syria. There is word today that Japan's top automaker, Toyota, and smaller rival Suzuki are partnering in the development of self-driving car technology. We get a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Auto manufacturers are facing a costly shift toward the use of artificial intelligence, the internet, and other technologies, with partnerships one way to share the big costs. Under the new deal, Toyota will take a 4.9% stake in Suzuki, valued at just over $900 million, and Suzuki will make a $450 million investment in Toyota. The two groups say in a statement, the sector is currently experiencing a turning point, unprecedented in both scope and scale. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States is calling for calm on all sides in Hong Kong, as protests have taken a violent turn there in recent days. Hong Kong police fired volleys of tear gas to break up anti-government protests on Saturday as pro-democracy activists threw petrol bombs and bricks. A senior State Department official tells VOA, quote, "We can't sit quiet for more violence." Once again, our top story this hour, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will temporarily shut down Parliament in mid-October for a month, dramatically cutting down the time opponents have to make their case against the no-deal British departure from the European Union. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
This is Border Crossing.